About what church is. We've been thinking about being a church that does hospitality. We've been thinking about a church that prays, a church that does numerous things, that is centered on the word. And this morning we're thinking about being a generous church. I want you to see and listen to how the first church was described. Have a look up here. Acts 2, verses 44 to 45 says this. All the believers were together. They shared everything they had. They sold what they owned. And they gave each other everything they needed. Then we read a little bit further on in Acts 4, verses 32 and 34. We read this, verse 32. All the believers were agreed in heart and mind. They didn't claim that anything they had was their own. They shared everything they owned. Then verse 34, there was no needy person among them. From time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them. They brought the money from the sales. They put it down at the apostles' feet. It was then given out to anyone who needed it. Now, how would you describe this church? Put your hand up if you think this was a church that shared. What do you reckon? Yeah? This is a church that shared. Adults are a little bit hesitant. Children, you're all there. Okay, were they a church that were kind to one another? Yeah, pretty much. Were they a church that were generous? Yeah, they were generous. You'd have to say, wouldn't you, yes to all those things. They were a generous, concern for others kind of church. Now, the question is, why were they? And the answer is because someone had been generous to them. Someone had been generous to them.
Mark, that completely reminds me. I've got this gift I've got to give you. Here's some money to give you. There you are.
Oh, Dan, that's really kind. What was that for? Just for...
It was just because I love you and it's a gift.
Oh, Dan, that's Dan, there's loads here. There's 20, 40, 60, 100 pounds.
Wow.
Dan, you could have done a second year. It'd have been all right. You didn't need to pay. That's really kind, Dan. Thanks for it. How generous is Dan? Look at that. A friend just gave me £100. What could I do with £100? Could just put it in my bank account, I guess, couldn't I?
Could buy Lego.
Could buy Lego. See what my son wants me to do with the money. I could buy Lego. I could buy really big Lego, couldn't I? Or I could be generous. I could give it away, couldn't I? I could give £20 away to the church, maybe. I could give £20 away to those who may be in need. I could say to you, you know what? I'm going to be generous to my family. I'm going to take him to the zoo. I'm going to take him to McDonald's. About £60 would probably much own McDonald's would do us, really. 60 quid. I won't say who eats it all. But, you know, I could be generous, couldn't I, to all. And you know what? The Bible says, I'm going to put that in my pocket for later, to be generous. The Bible says that God has been very generous to us, that we have a generous God. Now, the Bible says, do you remember what? That God owns everything. So why don't you say this with me, children? Psalm 24, verse 1 is up there if you can read it. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, for he founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. You see, it's God's world. He made it. He owns everything. It's all his. And God is very generous to us in that he gives us all things. All that we have, all that we own comes from him. And we have much, don't we? But you know what the Bible also says, Acts 14, verse 17. Maybe you want to read it out with me again. God has shown kindness by giving us rain from heaven and crops in seasons. He provides us with plenty of food and fills our hearts with joy. In other words, God provides for his creation. That is, he's provided plenty of food. Now, sadly, because of sin in the world, there are countries that do not have enough. But that's because evil men have been greedy, not because there isn't enough. God has provided plenty for all his creation. He's a generous God. And do you know what? That alone, shouldn't it? Knowing that God has given us all that we have, that his creation is his, he owns it, he gives us things, he provided plenty of food for us. All of those things, that alone should say to us, we should be generous, don't you think? Because God has been generous to us. God's been generous, so we should be generous. Look what he's given us. Look at all the food he's given us. We should be generous. But you know what? For those who love Jesus, God has been even more generous. God has been even more generous to those who are his, who are Christians. Look at Ephesians 1, verse 3 with me. Let me read it out and hear what it says. Give praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And these blessings come from the heavenly world. They belong to us because we belong to Jesus. So what does this verse say? That those who belong to Jesus, what do they get? What has God given them? This is your turn to speak. It's in bold. It's a clue. Every. Oh, we're a bit quiet. I've got ways to work you up in a minute, though. Every spiritual blessing. Every spiritual blessing. Now, if I was to show you this bowl over here, do you think this bowl looks like I've been very generous? What do you reckon? Does this look like every sweet blessing you could ever have? Does this look like every sweet blessing? No, not really, is it? Just a few Maltesers in a bowl. That's not very generous, is it? It's not every sweet blessing, is it? What about if I was to show you this? Yeah? Now who's going to answer my questions? Every sweet blessing. I mean, look at this. I've got buttons, I've got Maltesers, I've got some little chewy sweets in here. I mean, every sweet blessing. Look, I've even got little jelly things in here. Look at these little peachy jelly things. I've got lollipops, I've got fudge, I've got Mars bars. I mean, every sweet blessing. Does that look good? Every sweet blessing. Every sweet blessing. And so when God says he's given us every spiritual blessing, he's not just giving us a few Maltesers in a bowl. He's given us every spiritual blessing, everything. He is so generous. He's given us every spiritual blessing. Now, what are these spiritual blessings? I'm going to make you work. And we may get to the sweets a little bit later on. We'll see. It's all about being generous today. What are these spiritual blessings then? Well, let's read on Ephesians 1, 3 to 10. Now, here's the thing. When we read Ephesians 1, 3 to 10, I want you to look out for those things that you think, that sounds like a spiritual blessing. I'm going to give you a clue, okay? In the first line, it says, God chose us to belong to Christ. That's a spiritual blessing. God's chosen us. He's made us his own, okay? So see if you can spot any more. And if you listen carefully, you may pick up some hints, okay? So here we go. God chose us to belong to Christ before the world was created. He chose us to be holy and without blame in his eyes. He loved us. So he decided long ago to adopt us as his children. He did it because of what Jesus Christ has done. It pleased God to do it. All those things bring praise to his glorious grace. God freely gave us his grace because of the one he loves. We've been set free because of what Christ has done. Through his blood, our sins have been forgiven. We've been set free because God's grace is so rich. He poured his grace on us by giving us great wisdom and understanding. He showed us the mystery of his plan. It was in keeping with what he wanted to do. It was what he planned through Christ. It will all come about when history has been completed. God will then bring together all things in heaven and on earth under one ruler. The ruler is Christ. Who wants to shout out if you saw any of the spiritual blessings? Anyone want to have a go? It's a little bit hard, isn't it? Maybe some of the older ones. Come on. Give us some clues. Being forgiven is an excellent one. Yeah, he's forgiven us. Yeah, that's a great spiritual blessing, isn't it? Any others? There's a lot more in there. Made holy, yeah. He's chosen us to be holy, yeah. He decided to adopt us. Excellent, yeah. you want to see a few more? It'll come up really easy now. Look at this. They're all in red. Look at that. He's chose us to belong to Christ. That is, he chose us to be with him. He loved us. People like you and me who had turned our backs on him, who rejected him, he loved. He adopted us as his children. You know what adoption is? Do we know what adoption is? Yeah. That is when, adoption is when, for whatever reason, reason children cannot be or live with or have their kind of natural parents, those parents who give birth to them. But for what happens is another family says, you know what, you come and be with me. We love you. We want you to be with us. Come and be with us. And God says, we've done that. He's done that for us. He calls us his children, and we get to call God his our Father. Just think about how amazing that is. The God of the universe, the maker of all, we get to call Father. We're his children. He says we've been set free. That is, we've been set free from slavery to sin. That's a little bit tricky. The Bible says, look, you're in chains. You're kind of bound up like this by your sin. This, your sin just makes you do and leads and runs your life. And Jesus has set us free, the Bible says. He set us free by Jesus dying on the cross for us. And other things, our sins have been forgiven. How are our sins forgiven? I know you know the answer to this one. How are our sins forgiven? Go on, Ella. By Jesus dying on the cross. Exactly. Jesus dying on the cross took the punishment we deserve for rejecting God. And now we've been forgiven. Do you know what? He's poured his grace on us by giving us great wisdom and understanding. That is, he's given us all that great wisdom and understanding. We may not feel wise, but God gives us the ability to understand and appreciate the things of God. And you know what? He showed us the mystery of his plan. That is, he's revealed to us that Jesus is the king, and one day everyone will know that Jesus is the king, the ruler over all. And you know what? There are other blessings that are not mentioned here. So a few verses on, in Ephesians we read that God gives us the Holy Spirit. He also, we read on, that he gives us or blesses us with eternal life. That is, we get to be with God in heaven with no pain and no suffering and no death forever. And the Bible says these are just some of the blessings, and yet they reveal just how generous God is. You know, he's saved us, he's forgiven us, he's adopted us, he's set us free. It's more than we've ever deserved. It's far more than we could ever imagine. And God says, I've given you these things, but there's even more. There's even more blessings because I've given you every spiritual blessing. I'm not giving you a bowl of Maltesers. I've given you a box full of sweets. I've given you every spiritual blessing. And it's because God is so generous, so kind, that we are to be generous. God has been generous, so we're to be generous. And the early church we read at the beginning, they realized how generous God had been, that he'd given them every spiritual blessing, that he'd saved them, he'd made them his children, he'd forgiven them, he'd set them free. And so they then wanted to be generous to others with that. God has been generous, so we're to be generous. See, second, we're to be a generous people. Remember what we read about the early church? Remember? Let's read it again. Maybe you can read it out with me this time. Acts 2:44. Remember, all the believers were together. They shared everything they had. They sold what they owned. They gave each other everything they needed. Or Acts 4:32. All the believers were agreed in heart and mind. They didn't claim that anything they had was their own. They shared everything they owned. Verse 34, there was no needy person among them. From time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them. They brought the money from the sales. They put it down at the apostles' feet. It was then given out to anyone who needed it. Do you see, they'd known God. They'd been generous to them. So they were generous to others. And just note what that means. Look at this. They shared, they gave what they had. See, they weren't thinking, do you know what, if only I had more, if only I had a bit more pocket money, a few more toys, a few more sweets, then I could share. If only I had more, then I could give some away. No, it says, what did they do? They shared. They gave what they had. And here's the question, why? Why do they give what they had? Because God had been generous to us. Can you remember how God had been generous to us? What were some of the ways? Can you remember those spiritual blessings? What were some of them? Can you think? God. Forgiven us, did you say? Yeah. What else? He loved us. Excellent. What else? Go on, you know you want to. He adopted us, that's it. He's forgiven us. He set us free. He's given us heaven. He put the Holy Spirit in us. So therefore, I should be generous with what I have, shouldn't I? If God has given me so much, I should be generous with what I have. And do you know what I have? I have a big box of sweets. And do you know what? I want to be generous with these sweets this morning. Have some sweets. There you go. Heads up. Box yourselves. Have a Mars bar. Do you know what? I want to be generous with what I've got. Generous, generous, generous. Because God has been generous to me. So I want to be generous with what I've got. How about that? Oh, you've got one. You pass it on to there. There you go, Tom. You haven't got one? You haven't got one? Oh, no. How about that one? You've been generous with what I have. Mark Sands, I want to be generous with what I have. Charlie, have some sweets. I want to be generous with what I have. Claudia, catch. Yeah, oh, Matt White, of course. I want to be generous with what I have. Here's a peach jelly, my friend. Heads up, yay. I want to be generous with what I have. There you go. Because, why do I want to be generous? Because God's been generous to me. I want to be generous with what I have. I've got a lot of sweets to be generous with. So guess what? Sweets for all a little bit later. I don't want to hit any heads too badly. I want to be generous with what I have. And you know what? God has given me lots of other things, more than just a box of sweets to be generous with. He's given me money. He's given me all my possessions. Don't eat your sweets now. Keep them later. Matt White. If you started, don't worry too much. But he's given me money, he's given me possessions, he's given me my house, he's given me my time, and I'm to be generous with all of that. Now, what will that look like, do you think, for you guys? What do you think it will look like for you right down here in the first couple of rows? We'll think about the adults in a minute, but for you guys. Well, I guess for some of you it may mean just sharing what you have now. Sharing toys with others. So maybe you've got two of something. And maybe you could give one of them away to someone who has very little or no toys. So you could do that through the Brighton and Hove City Mission. You could go, do you know what? I have two of these Lego toys. I'm going to give one away to a child who never has, because I want to be generous, because God has been generous to me. Or if you get pocket money, you could give some of it away to those who have nothing. So maybe you get a pound, you could give 50p away and keep 50p. You could give 50p away to and start saving up for a shoebox for the children at Christmas. And you could say, because God has been generous to me, I want to be generous to others. So I'm going to give it away. I want to be generous. Or you could be generous with your time. Instead of watching TV or playing, do you know what? You could seek to do something else for someone else. Maybe if you're very young, you could start with your mum and dad. You could think, you know what, mum and dad, I want to stop watching TV today. I want to stop just playing. How can I help you? And your mum or your dad, they can give you jobs, because God has been generous to you. You want to be generous with your time, so you're going to help mum and dad. If you're a little bit older, maybe you can think, do you know what, I want to be generous with my time. I want to help someone else in the church, maybe who can't mow their lawn, and I could do that if you're old enough. Or clean their house, or sweep the leaves up. I want to be generous with my time, because God has been generous to me, and so I want to share and help others. There are plenty of ways for us to be generous with all that we've got. With our money, with the things that we own, with our time. And do you know what, if we're adults, same is true, isn't it? We can do similar things with our possessions, sharing what we have. We can do the same with our money, giving it away to those in need. We can do the same with our time, helping others, serving others. We can be generous with our homes, welcoming others, lending it out when we're not there. We're to be generous. Why? Because God has been generous to us. And what I want you to do, whether you're an adult or you're a child, is to take 30 seconds and think about these questions. And then I want you to tell the person next to you the answers to those questions. I want you to think about how much you earn or pocket money you get and how much you give. I want you then to think about how many hours you spend serving each week, how many people you've had around your house recently, what you've shared recently. Take 30 seconds to think about that. Then I want you to tell the person next to you, not someone in your family. 30 seconds. How much you earn, pocket money you get, how much you give, how many hours you spend serving each week, how many people you've had around your house recently in the last 6 months, what you've shared recently. 30 seconds. Time to talk. No, I'm only kidding. There were a lot of worried faces, though, for a while there. Some people were starting to sweat, feeling a little bit awkward at the very thought of having to share. I wonder why that was. Maybe it was because you realized you're not as generous as you thought you were. Or maybe you're generous in one area, but not the other. So you're generous with your money, but not your time. Or you're generous with your time, but not your money. Generous with your house, but not your possessions. You're generous with your possessions, but you're not your house. Or having realized you're not generous with your money, time, possession, or houses, your mind started to think of all the reasons why not. So you started justifying to yourself why you could not be generous at this point. Things are tight at the moment. Don't have enough. House is too small. What does Acts 2 say? They were generous with what they had. So we're to be generous with what we have, not what we don't have. It's a heart attitude that says, whatever I have, I'm going to be generous with it. Why? Because, children, God has been generous to us. We'll just practice that, because I think we're going to use it a bit more over the next few minutes. So, why are we to be generous? Because God has been to us, that's right. Maybe some of you are thinking of all the areas where we're generous, but you didn't allow your mind to think of those things that we would never be generous with. You started behaving a bit like the seagulls in Finding Nemo. Do you remember what the seagulls in Finding Nemo said? What do they say? That's it. Mine, 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 mine. And you know what? We're sometimes a bit like that, aren't we? When we're thinking about how we're to be generous with our stuff, we start thinking, like the seagulls, mine, 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 mine. We're happy to be generous with this, but not that. That's mine. But being generous means we're to be generous with all we have, sometimes giving it, sometimes just sharing it, sometimes just lending it. So that new outfit, that new computer, that new camera, that book, our house whilst we're away, we're to be generous with our money in what we give. We're to be generous with everything. What area is it for you where you find your heart going, mine, 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 mine? What area is it for you where you become like a seagull in Finding Nemo? 2 Corinthians 9 said, God loves a cheerful giver, a generous heart. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6, he says, God, he who sows generously will reap generously. You see, we're to be generous. Why are we to be generous? Because God has been generous to us. And so they shared, they gave what they had. They were generous with their time, possessions. And then finally, very shortly, to ensure each one has enough. See, in being generous, we're to ensure that each one has enough. So anyone here not get a sweet this morning? Samuel McQuaker, Matt White, classics, yeah. Pete, Oh, heads up, Liz. Esther. Oh, Jean, on the head. Good shot. Are you all right? Jean headed that into Esther. That was a beauty, it was. You can have a sweet later, Joel. No worries. Come and see me. Do you know what? Come and have a sweet. I'll be on the door. Come and take a sweet from me this morning. If you didn't have enough, because I want to make sure that everyone has enough sweets this morning. But it can't just mean that for us when we're talking about church life, isn't it? It means that if there is someone who is struggling financially and they haven't got enough food, we're to be generous and help them. If there's someone who's struggling financially and have nowhere to live, we're to be generous and help them. Maybe someone can't afford to replace their computer, but they desperately need it for work, and we can afford to buy them a computer, we're to do it. Or maybe someone needs a car or a bike to get to work and they can't afford it because theirs has collapsed and they can't afford a new one. And we're to be generous and we're to help them with that. Maybe there's a particular other need that we can help them with. But we're to be generous. Why are we to be generous? See, we're to ensure that within our church family particularly, each one has enough. That doesn't mean that everyone's going to be equal, that we're all going to have exactly the same. What it means is that we want to make sure that everyone has enough, particularly to eat, to live, clothes, etc. That they're helped out where they can be. We're to look after folks, and we're to do it because God has been generous to us. And how's God been generous to us? Every spiritual blessing. Thank you, Linda. What spiritual blessings were they? Can we think of any? He adopted us. He loved us. He sent his son to save us. He set us free. He's forgiven us. He loved us. He chose us. He's given us heaven. He's filled us with the Holy Spirit if we believe. He's given us plenty of food to eat. He's given the whole of creation for us to enjoy because he owns it and he gives it to us. All that we have, God has been generous to us. And so we are to be generous to others. And we're going to sing a song all about that now. We started to learn it at the beginning. Generous King, you spoke, our hearts began to beat. You gave us breath and air to breathe. Just going to ask the band to sing through verse 1 and the chorus. There is a little bridge a little bit later on, but it's pretty easy to pick up. And then we'll go back to verse 1 and start again. We'll stand at that point. Pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you are indeed a generous King, that you give all that we have out of your fullness, you shower in kindness, you give to us. You are such a generous King, and we pray that, Father, as those who you have been generous to, that you would help us to be generous to others. Please help us in this, we pray. Please help us particularly in those areas where we want to just shout, that's mine. But please help us instead to seek to be generous with all that we have, all that you've given us, we ask.